We used to do webinars all the time, truth be told, and they generated the most amount of revenue. Like any sort of lead generation activity we did, webinars are the ones that have always generated the most revenue for us. And just to put it into context, we ran a webinar 2021, and that one webinar, we can attribute 70K to that. It just goes to show like any industry can use AI. Like if we've got doctors using AI to triage patients and send them along the right stream, like think about your business and what you're doing 100%. Like Semi said, you don't have to use AI in a customer facing way, but 100% there's user cases behind it to try and streamline processes for sure. Welcome to the Inbound Buzz podcast in episode 159. My name is Linda and I'm joined by my colleague and good friend Semi today.
Hello Linda, how are you today?
Good Semi, how are you going?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting on Moby's big seat, but that's because he's not here today.
Yeah, you guys might be wondering where Moby is, but he is probably halfway across the world right now. Yeah,
so you're stuck with our voices.
You guys are. I have been on the podcast before, this one at least. It was a long time ago though. So for those new listeners, I am head of marketing here at Red Pandas, and we've got Semi who is, Semi, you want to tell people what you do?
Just part of the HubSpot team, so help out people with HubSpot.
Amazing. And,
Cool.
Yeah, so you guys are in good hands today.
Absolutely.
Kick us off, Semi.
All right, let's go. So news buzz. There's an article that came out. It says ChatGPT can be used to conduct preliminary diagnosis of patients with eye problems to determine the urgency of their issue.
Wow.
That's, it's quite a headline. So basically what this means is the use case, it's another use case for AI.
Yeah.
And then there's been like Cambridge University academics tested like ChatGPT-4 against the knowledge of medics at different stages of their careers. And they realized that the AI program scored 69% when tested in mock exam of 87 questions.
Wow. Okay. So let's just slow that down for one sec. Yeah. So they got ChatGPT to do a mock exam. It scored 69% and they found that it is as good as expert clinicians at processing symptoms and signs to answer like more complicated eye questions, which is absolutely crazy.
It's quite interesting because like they, even the doctors have found the use case for AI, right?
Yeah.
Even though it's not facing, I know we're a marketing agency and stuff, we do marketing like inbound stuff, but it's not facing customers, but they're using to do diagnosis for actual patients. Imagine that.
Like improving efficiencies behind the scenes.
Like you say, if you like, you might not rely on the, you know, you might be able to like feed an eye into an AI, right? And it spits you a result. And the doctor now needs to go, based on my knowledge, is this true or not?
Yeah.
Right. And if the accuracy is like, you know, it's probably going to get better, right?
100%. Yeah.
But that saves us so much time and,
it just goes to show like any industry can use AI. Like if we've got doctors using AI to triage patients and send them along the right stream, like think about your business and what you're doing 100%. Like Semi said, you don't have to use AI in a customer facing way, but 100% there's user cases behind it to try and streamline processes for sure.
Look at ways to save it. It just shows you there's definitely a lot of things that you'd be able to do with it. Anyways, moving on. Google just released YouTube Select Shorts, where advertisers now can place short ads alongside popular videos.
Okay.
I know TikTok's been doing this for a while now, and maybe we might have talked about this before or not, but YouTube short clips is like
everything.
Everything. Like we've gained our YouTube. I think Red Pandas have gained our YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It's where
like
all our viewership is. From.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know this, but apparently YouTube surpasses 70 billion daily views globally, and now it only makes sense for more than ever for Google to start putting advertisement in place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Google has released a framework they call ABCD, which has been shown to increase sales likelihood from shorts by 30%. Now, you're the head of marketing. Let us know. Let us know what this ABCD framework is, because like I've got no idea.
So it's nothing revolutionary, but it just goes to show like they really are trying to give all creators the guide to be able to create really good ads now for YouTube Shorts. So it's super simple, right? And we see it across like all shorts, no matter what platform you're on. But you've got ABCD. So you've got attention, branding, connection, and direction. So what that means, attention, hook, right? Yeah. We know people need to be captured within the first 3 seconds. So what's the hook?
Yeah.
Motion is really good at the beginning of an ad. Bright graphics. Think about how you can hook them right from the start. They like branding. So brand early and brand often as well. So create that that remembrance of who you are throughout your entire ad. Connection. We know connection is key. So try and make people feel something, make them feel an emotion. Yeah. No matter what you're doing with content, you want people to feel a connection, right? So no brainer. And then at the end, direction, clear call to action at the end. What's the next step that you want people to take?
Yeah, I think that's pretty like, I think it's pretty sound advice. But the question is like, do you think they're grabbing this from TikTok or is this like, you know, that like by saying that, hey, this is the framework that we would like you to use. Are they are they owning that framework? I don't know. Like, is it a generic thing? Maybe like, can you do this on TikTok to see if you get more results? Or people, are they copying TikTok framework? You know, like it's interesting.
I think all platforms want to like you say, like own a framework, if you will. But like when you put the fundamental principles together from all of them, they're all the same.
Get the attention
they just
of
have
people.
Different labels of them.
Yeah, that's
on them.
Right.
You know what I mean, Semi? You know, every platform, if you're doing a short, no matter where it is, if you're on Facebook, if you're on TikTok, like you want to make sure you hook, agitate a pain point, create connection, you know, provide the solution, give a call to action.
Exactly.
So no matter what the label is, it's always the same principles on what you want to do. You've got limited time. So like stick to the fundamentals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go. 6 seconds. All right, cool.
6 seconds.
All right. Last one before we move on to our featured buzz is YouTube is now, which makes sense now, YouTube is now moving towards e-commerce and new affiliate hub feature release.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I feel like so this is an affiliate program or affiliate hub that lets connect creators view all the latest affiliate brand opportunities and commissions payouts in one place. Makes it super easy to start earning money through affiliate marketing YouTube.
So, Sammy, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is YouTube like still making a push into e-commerce, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what it makes sense, right? Like now they've got the ads.
Yeah.
Right. And now I don't know if you've seen this. Like I don't know, it's trending. Am I the only one that's watching these videos? But like this the
talk us through
Amazon,
the video.
Amazon find videos, right? They just pop out like, oh, top 10 things that you know you didn't know on Amazon or whatever it is, right? Or top 3 products that you want to know.
Yeah, like UGC style. So
yeah, 100%.
It's definitely like pushing that creator economy.
Yeah.
And from what you're saying, Sammy, it's like this UGC style content of creators that are saying, here's 5 products that you didn't know existed that you need on Amazon,
for example. Absolutely.
Okay.
The problem is then if I want to try to find that product,
then
I have to leave YouTube and then go try to find it on the Amazon product. And now I fell into this, but I did have to look for a product and, you know, spent hours trying to find it and couldn't find the link. So if there's some way YouTube is now thinking about solving that particular problem, this somewhat makes sense.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
So they can bring the products into like YouTube and have it be able to you can purchase off YouTube.
Yeah.
It's more and more market they're trying to
get hold
of.
So crazy.
It's crazy.
So from what I saw as well, like with creators, it's really easy for them to go into the YouTube app and then centrally browse things so they can – they can go in there, find top affiliate partners, commission rates, like promo offers, and even they can request product samples directly from the app as well for brands, which is crazy.
Yeah. They're trying to leverage off the 70 billion users.
Capitalizing on it. Why not? Totally.
All right. I think that ends our news buzz, and let's move into our featured buzz, webinars. Do webinars actually generate revenue? I think that's the question that is always now, especially in this like 2024 market, do they actually work? So we do, so from that comment, I think we've got a webinar coming up.
Yeah.
But we also do have proof that they actually generate revenue.
Yeah. Yeah. So we used to do webinars all the time, truth be told, especially if you're a long-time listener. I'm sure you would have even been to one of those webinars. So we used to run them consistently and they generated the most amount of revenue. Like any sort of lead generation activity we did, webinars are the ones that have always generated the most revenue for us. And just to put it into context, we ran a webinar long time ago now, 2021, and that one webinar, we can attribute 70K to that, which is wild. So we're bringing webinars back, like you said, Sam. We've got another one. Our next one is on the 3rd of May, and it's all about AI and content. Our content manager, AI lead Luca, he's running the show on that one. He's in the tools every day, so we're really keen to get him on that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we have to bring them back because we've been doing bits and pieces and webinars. We've just seen so much success and with our clients as well.
I think this time around, I think we kept talking about this before where in the beginning we had like maybe 3-4 kind of, you know, or maybe 10, sub 10 like people, and we were able to generate like the, I think, 70 grand from that webinar, right? But this time around, because we've been doing the fundamental coursework and stuff.
Yeah.
And we've been pushing out, you know, a lot of content.
Yeah.
I think from the first week or something, the first day, the metrics were like 45 people, right?
Yeah.
You know, signed up for this webinar.
Yeah. And it's all relative as well. You know, depending on your industry, you'll have a certain amount of signups. Depending on how much you promote it, you'll have a certain amount of signups. For us, we find like internally, we actually don't need to go too heavy because we've got a really loyal database that we've been nurturing over the years with a lot of content, free, good content. So for us, it's really easy to get signups. And like you said, Sammy, we had heaps in the first week for us anyway. And we know that we convert on those numbers. So like I say, it's relative. You know what I mean? If you're doing a webinar for the first time, that will become your benchmark on, okay, how many do we get signed up in the first, you know, week of promotion? How much does that drop off? How many people actually turn up?
Yeah.
And then how many customers do we get from it?
Yeah.
They're all benchmarks that people need to figure out. But for ours, it's going really strong right now.
I think I think the point is like the content and the work that you do, even if you don't do webinars, still relates to some form of success when you do decide to do one.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's a trust factor, right? You get to spend that time one-on-one verbally, you know, virtually in front of them. You know, they can interact with you, ask you questions, you give them value that you've been promoting. And it's just another way to be able to like, get them to trust you more.
100%. Right? Yeah. Like if it's done well, and that's a thing, like we see a lot of crappy webinars out there that like don't get any hits at all. So it's got to be something that offers heaps of value to the right person.
Yeah.
Because if you can find a topic that your target persona actually cares about, or it solves a mini problem that they're dealing with, if you're able to solve that in a free webinar, well, then you can really tactically then try and convert them into your core offer, which means they have to pay, right?
Yeah.
But if people feel like they've gotten a lot of value from you for free, are they more likely to pay for your product then? 100%, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like I think the content for the webinar, I think we might leave a notes on the show notes as well.
Yeah.
But the reason why we started doing this webinar is because like we found Luca was our content writer, was able to save like half his week, which is 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Implementing, AI into his processes, especially in the beginning components. He still needs to edit it. He still needs to do a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that is now, he can now work on other stuff. But for us, it's like, okay, cool. Like this is a good information that we'd love to share with people.
Yeah.
Right. And we've been testing it out for the past, 6 months.
So long. Right? Yeah. Even
like,
longer.
And now it's been part of our process.
Honestly, like.
And realize like it's
when you have a webinar topic and you look at it and you look at the agenda and you go, oh man, like can't believe we're giving this away for free.
It does.
Because it's that good.
Yeah, it does.
It has to be a webinar.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has to
because
be
Because this webinar is all the learnings that Luca has had over 40-hour weeks, over the last, like you say, 6 months, 12 months even, and we're putting all of this into something free, and it's essentially acting as our lead magnet because it's solving a mini problem that we know a lot of business owners, leaders are facing right now, which is they're struggling to produce content at scale. They're struggling to scale up their business as well.
Yep.
So by figuring out what that problem is, we're able to then provide value and get them to come along to this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's for us, right? So we found the webinar content, we're doing it. But how does it actually work for someone else? Say like a hairdressing business. Like what webinar would they do? Or does a webinar even work for them, right?
Yeah. So webinar is just the tool, right? It doesn't have to be a webinar, although I think webinars could work for a lot of industries, 100%. Like if we're talking hairdressing right now, we'll think of a complete solution to a narrow problem that you do.
Mm.
Like maybe that is people don't know how to style their fringe, or maybe Semi, you don't know how to style your hair. You know what I mean? You don't know what products to put in your beard, and so your beard looks shit every time you come to work. No, I'm joking.
But I mean,
what's a
gotcha
oil? There you go, guys. Free tip.
Exactly. Avocado oil.
Yeah. I love that. We're giving away all the tips. But what is a complete solution to a narrow problem? Try and solve that in your webinar. And if you're able to solve that in a webinar, then people are going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. So I guess it's like the question is like looking at what is valuable for you that someone else might also want to get value out of that is not necessarily a product that you can sell on rather than educate them on.
Well, a good lead magnet, right? It like leads them to the core offer. So you may not necessarily like directly sell in the webinar, but 100% at the end of the webinar, you should be allowing time to be able to do some selling. You know, you've got 90% of the content, it's free, it's educational, it's valuable to your target audience, but you should be leaving a spot at the end to do the selling and actually sell them to your core offer. Yeah. And a really good webinar leads them to that core offer like they're related.
Yeah.
So like, for example, with us and the AI and content webinar, we're solving a mini problem, right? Which is
content writing.
Content, like we can't produce content at scale.
Yeah.
So here's AI, this helps your team produce content. But then that might lead to another problem, which is like, who's going to own this? We don't have anyone internally to be able to actually produce this content at scale. Okay, maybe coaching is right for us. Or maybe we need to hire a content manager and then be trained by Red Pandas. That leads into our core offer, which is our coaching services, our content coaching services. Yeah. So a really good webinar leads people to your core offer where you can actually sell your main product. You know what I mean, Semi?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
But
how does someone else that is listening to this podcast get started? Like, does it require a lot of work? Like, because, you know, if I've got a small team, I've decided on a topic, we start working on this.
Yeah.
Can the framework itself or like the tools that can it be repurposed, reused? Is it
100%
more than this? You know, what's the
I think anyone can get started. I mean, just use what you have around you, and that will just depend on how much promotion you do. But 100%, if you're a small business and you have followers, you have people that you can market this to. If you have a CRM, a database of customers, then you have referrals, you have a database that you can market to. Yeah. If you have budget that you can put behind this, then paid ads will help you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's always, you know, like cold outreach for like B2B. Like you could do cold outreach on like a LinkedIn if you don't have the budget for paid ads or you don't have the database, like you don't have the following, but of course like cold outreach is time, right? You know all about that, Semi.
That's right.
So you just got to use what you have available, but anyone really can get started with a webinar. And it just depends how much promotion you have.
Yeah, what would be the platform that would use, like Zoom?
We love Zoom, to be honest. I know that there's a lot of different platforms out there and we've tried a few of them. But we do always go back to Zoom. Like it's so easy.
So easy to use.
People are familiar with it. They usually already have an account.
It's not that expensive as well. Everyone's familiar with it.
Yeah, true. I mean, I wouldn't know about that, but yeah.
Moby would know. Anyways.
Yeah. We just send the bill to him.
So topic is webinar. I think you guys should give it a try. There's nothing to lose. Either way, the point is either if you can make sales great, if not, you've just added one more trust brick onto, you know, amount of bricks that you've already built with your customers, like trust, right?
This
is really foundational thing. So I think people should give it a try. Anyways, on that note, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. Nice to chat with you, Semi. It's been fun.
It's good fun. And I'll see you guys next episode.
I reckon we kick Moby off and we keep doing this.
I don't know. We'll see. Sounds like a plan. All right, see you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Inbound Buzz. Learn anything? Return the favor by spreading the word. Want to make your mark in digital? Need help with your digital strategy, inbound and marketing automation efforts? Then visit redpandas.com.au and be sure to tune in next time for another Inbound Buzz hit.